God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide our lives as we live as His children in the world. It's from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. Matthew. And I want you to listen to these few verses from chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" So far, God's word for our consideration this morning, and I want you to think about that question. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? Often, as we gather in groups and people that we don't know, we do icebreakers. And some of these icebreakers, you know, are like a bingo card. They've got in their squares brown eyes, blue eyes, wearing a bright shirt, or other kinds of description. You've got to go around and ask people and look at them and mark down that you've seen them or mark their name in the box. But there's another game, another icebreaker. That is, the coordinator, the director of this icebreaker puts a famous person's name on your back. And you can't see that name, but other people can. And they come up to you and they start talking to you as you were that person, asking you questions, or you're asking them questions to figure out who you are. Jesus doing almost the same thing here with His disciples. He wants His disciples to go out into the streets and to question people about who Jesus is. Some say John the Baptist. Some say Jeremiah or Elijah or some other prophet come to life. And then Jesus puts His disciples on the spot. And He says, "But who do you say that I am?" That is a question, isn't it? The disciples ponder that question. Jesus chose all of His disciples to follow Him. He chose them in various ways and various means. But He often said, "Come, follow me." And the disciples followed Jesus. And to the day of resurrection, they were still confused and bewildered about who this Jesus really was. But here, Peter answers with that strong confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Simon by Jonah, you have not been told of this by man, but by God Himself." The question is to each and every one of us in our daily lives, in these lives of faith, who do we say that Jesus is? In this time of coronavirus, in this time of panic, in this time of destruction, in this time of confusion about where we're going as a nation and where we're going as a people and how we're living, who do we say Jesus is? We say Jesus is a great teacher. Is Jesus the good man that lives by the golden rule? Is Jesus the one who is a teacher of all things? You and I in our faith struggle. We doubt sometimes. We have those doubts filtered through us, through our mind and through our bodies and through our whole lives about believing in Jesus and confessing Him as our Lord and Savior. We even are bashful to talk to our neighbors or our friends about Jesus. We'll talk about anything else under the sun. But are we going to talk about Jesus? Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" Do you you say that he is your Lord and Savior, that he has given his life in your place and has died on the cross to forgive all of your sins, the sins that you have committed in thought, word, and deed, is that what Jesus is? I know Jesus is my Savior. I know Jesus died on that cross to save me and to give me eternal life and forgiveness of sins, just as he died on that cross to give you eternal life and forgiveness of your sins. But sometimes in our lives, we face those questions. We face those difficult things that force us to focus our attention on other things. Whether it be our health, or whether it be our financial situation, or whether it be something else, our focus is starting to stray away from Jesus as Lord and Savior. In the book of Hebrews, in the 12th chapter, it says, focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of your faith. This is who Jesus is. The disciples proclaimed Jesus. And the one disciple, Peter, the fiery disciple, Peter, the Peter who said to Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed, he would go into battle with Jesus. And he sunk lower and did not confess Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So as we focus our lives, we focus them on Jesus as Lord and Savior. We focus him on him who gave us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Daniel Webster, he was sitting with a group of guys, and they were smoking and conversation and eating and conversation, and the conversation turned around to Jesus Christ. And one man asked Daniel Webster about this Christ, and he said, can you understand how Christ can be both God and man? And Daniel Webster says, I cannot, because if I could, he'd be no better than I am. And I need a Lord and Savior who would give his life on the cross for me. That's our life. That's our proclamation. That's who we need. We need Jesus. We need Jesus to live in our lives through word and sacrament. We need Jesus to be there every step of the way. Because God's not going to abandon us. God's going to be there for us every step of the way that we have in this life. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Paul echoed those words in Romans when he said, we live to the Lord. When we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives us life eternal and forgiveness of sins. And then, through that, he gives us the power, he gives us the strength to confess Jesus before others. The Apostle Paul states so strongly in the book of Philippians, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Jesus gives us strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to confess Jesus. Because the Apostle Paul also wrote in Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Luther knew that in the third article of the explanation of the creed, when he wrote, I cannot come to or believe in this Lord Jesus except by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that Spirit is given to us. And that Spirit is given to us to proclaim the faith that we have in Jesus, and also to use us to share Jesus with others. Because as we work in the world and as we share with the world and share with those around us, we are sharing Christ. In the front yard of our house, we have this huge plum tree. And every year we kind of pray that the Lord would send a strong wind and hold that tree down. Because around August 1st through about the 10th, you know, it gets hot and muggy and uncomfortable. It is plum picking. And Karen and I go out and pick these plums off. She stays around the bottom. She picks the bottom. And she says, now you got to get up on top and pull the rest of them down. There's a couple of branches that are still full of plums that I can't get to because I'm kind of height challenged. And even if I stand on a ladder, it gets kind of shaky. And so those plums, there's more than what we can use. So in the way that God uses us, we share those plums. We share them with a man that we got to know through Bethany, and he makes plum wine. And he says, you can't have it until a year from now, because it takes that long to ferment. And we also take these plums to the food shelf. God gave us these plums to share with others. God gives everyone here gifts and blessings to share with others through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you do that because Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And we say, you are Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And through you, you have given me life everlasting, forgiveness of sins. And through giving the power of the Holy Spirit, you enable and strengthen me to share that gift. In Christ's holy name, amen.